Great loss. Dodgers 3-pointer. And the fortress erupts here.
Welcome back to another episode of Cavs Corner, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Matthew. I'm joined with Ashley again this week. He's back from snow trip that he took on the weekend.
It was nice. It wasn't even that cold. It was a balmy 6 degrees, which is... For anyone who's been up to the mountains, that is warm.
That is warm.
Warm temperature, yeah. Anything above 2 is warm.
Yeah, took all 3 kids as well.
Yeah.
No, Didn't take me.
Didn't take you, sorry.
Didn't take me.
Sorry, maybe next time. I say that, but
you say that every
still,
year.
Yeah,
you say
probably
that every
still. It's a bit of a flat start from you today.
No, not really.
Wasn't as perky as you normally are.
Well, you know what? It's a sad day because we got eliminated from finals. So
yeah, that hurts.
It hurts, but you know what? We move on to 2025 and it's going to be a cracker of a season, I think.
Well, that's the first thing off the... Yeah. Off the rank there. The first cab off the rank, that's all we're going to talk about, is that the youth champ teams both went down.
Yeah.
So let's move on from that one. Done.
Yep.
Done. Next. 2025. Let's turn our attention on the Senior Cavaliers 2025. Case Cavaliers NBL 1 Big V memberships. They'll be available in the next probably fortnight or so. We do like to get them out early, and there will be an early bird sale. So, you know, if you want to get a bit of a discount on that membership for the 2025 season, get online and get that as soon as they become available.
Cool.
Coaches. Let's talk about coaches for 2025. We are flat today, aren't we? We've got to perk up a bit here. 2025 coaching announcements. Now, let me tell you about the teams that we can't talk about, the men's teams. NBL 1 men, Youth League men. Can't talk about those coaches.
Okay. Surprising, but yes, all right.
They're not finalised yet.
Yep.
They're not finalised yet.
Fair
enough. So, I mean, I imagine we as in the two of us, we don't know anyway. So, we're probably hopeful that, well, we know Dave's not coming back for the men.
Yep. We announced that.
Yeah. And youth champ men, I guess we're hopeful that Darren comes back, but who knows? We haven't got anything locked in for that.
State commitments, you know. Who knows what the future holds for
them? Let's go to something we can talk about.
Yes.
NBL 1 women head coach.
Yes. Who is it?
Joe Turner.
Oh, baby. Let's go.
He has been promoted from the Youth League women into the NBL women's role, which then leads us to talk about the Youth League women's role. Applications for that are open now.
Yep.
So if you are interested in getting involved with that one, get your application in, because I imagine they'll probably close in the next fortnight, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Joe Turner, unreal. It's exciting. I think it's very exciting. It's good to see him sort of rise up the pathway. He coached the under-18s, then went into the youth league, and then...
Yeah, he's been around for a very long time here at Casey, so it's good to see him taking the reins.
Yeah, since 2021.
Yeah.
Mid-2021, I think, is when he started, so... Yeah. This will be, his fourth year at the club, and now he's coaching the NBL women. So that's very exciting. And
fantastic.
Then next week, or we probably won't do a podcast next week because the Senior Cavaliers is done. Yeah. In the next week or so, I think the NBL 1 men's coach, they should have an announcement ready to go by then, we hope. So that one should get announced in the next week or so. And we'll talk about that next time we get on Cavs Corner, which will probably be about a fortnight.
You're the one making the decisions.
2 to 3 weeks.
Here.
2 to 3 weeks, I reckon there. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Social media, you can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can find all the upcoming information announcements there, as well as we touched on, the Big V and NBL 1 memberships.
If you are watching this on Facebook, you can also, if you want to, listen to it on podcasts. You can go on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcast from, you should be able to download it there. So if you don't want to watch it on Facebook, you can listen to it while you drive. Yep. I've been told that people don't do that.
No, you definitely didn't do it on the way up to the snow.
I didn't do it up to the snow.
Apparently, Frozen is more important to your kids than Cavs Corner.
Well, we can't go past Elsa and Anna.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a dynamic duo.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
back to our thank yous. Back to thank yous. Huge thank you to all coaches, the staff,
the players,
sponsors,
and the fans, most of all.
Yes, and the fans for turning out week in, week out to support the Casey Cavaliers. Goes without saying, we wouldn't be able to put on a great game day without you guys. So thanks to all of you for supporting us in 2024. And we look forward to seeing you in 2025 for a big, big NBL 1 and Big V season.
Absolutely. We've already started the review process for our stuff, the off-court stuff. So the fun, the excitement, the music, all that stuff.
It's going up.
That's right. And then, obviously, as we just touched on, the coaches. And once the coaches are locked in, then we'll be able to get out some information, I guess, around open scrimmages, tryouts, things like that for the Youth League. And hopefully some player announcements for the NBL 1 teams in the coming months.
Perfect. Straight into sponsors now, because obviously we're going to thank our sponsors. Guzmani Gomez, fast food your mum says yes to.
Melbourne Orthodontic Group, keep smiling.
Carlisle Homes, build a better home. Build a better home, $500 in your pocket, $500 in our pocket. It's a win-win for everybody.
PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting Casey basketball with injury prevention and recovery needs. NBL 1 season's over, but they'll be back for the induction day for the Junior Cavaliers.
That's right. Ray White, Cranbourne, Peter Carmes and the team down there do a fantastic job. If you're looking to buy a house, sell a house, or property management, get down and see Peter Carmes and the team.
You nailed it. Inner Sport Cranbourne and Case Central. They've got all your basketball equipment and attire needs. Get in touch with them if you want something.
Yeah. Packing a Mazda, zoom, zoom. Cars are on the road still. If you, again, you see one, we'll give you some free merch.
They are around. Universal Athletes Center. Goes down and see the guys in Harry Warren. They'll sort you out. They've got a gym down there. They've got shooting bays. They've got recovery, wet, dry, everything. They've got everything you need to be an athlete at their peak performance.
Yeah, fantastic. Mortgage Choice Clyde, if you've brought a home and you're looking to refinance or you want a mortgage, go and see Daniel and Sarah at Mortgage Choice Clyde. They'll sort you out.
They will sort you out. And now's a good time to refinance too. Interest rates are holding. So, yep. You know, they might be able to get you a better rate. The Clean Ranger. So shout out to Brandon Polk and the Clean Ranger. If you need to get things cleaned, whether it's residential or commercial, get in touch with Brandon. He'll sort you out.
Perfect. Merchandise. Again, you can get your hoodies, trackies, long sleeves, beanies. It's coming out of winter, so people might not need that.
The beanies?
We've got a t-shirt line coming out.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We got hats. Hats are perfect for summer.
Keep cups.
Never a bad Gibbets. Time for a coffee. Gibbets, Crocs. It's Croc season.
Size 3 basketballs.
And size 5 basketballs. Not all the basketballs.
Yeah, so yeah. Size 3, size 5, size 6.
Size 7. All the basketballs.
No, you know what? Why does it not go size 4? Have you ever figured that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's get them made
up. What's wrong with 4?
Let's just get them made up.
Yeah.
That'll be the under 10
soon. Start something new.
Junior Cavaliers News, the Intersport Team of the Week. This week's team of the Case Cavaliers, under-16 5 boys. The team picked up a strong win against local rivals Dandenong on Friday night, which we love to see. We love a local rivalry. And secured their 5th win of the season. So well done, boys.
Good job, boys. And our man Ben Waller has been selected for the under-19 Australian Emus team that's going to compete in the under-18 FIBA Asian Cup. And I believe that's taking place in Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
Yeah.
I thought...
Who's Jordan?
Excuse my ignorance here. I actually thought Jordan was part of Africa. I looked it up. It's not, obviously. That's
Middle East.
They're hosting the Asia Cup. So, yeah. No, just fun facts. Fun facts with Ash.
Yeah.
Get a little chime behind that.
Yeah.
It is close to Egypt, which is why I thought it was out that way in Africa, which it is out that way, but it's on the cusp of Asia. Yeah. Technical official news, the beginner school and the A-grade schools, they're underway still. The beginner school theory is now complete and they are all in their assessment phase now. So they'll all be out on court.
Yep, fantastic. You'll see the white shirts and the green shirts on court.
Yep.
Make sure you're paying lots of respect to them, no chatting to them.
You don't really need to talk to the referees when you play basketball. Just play basketball, guys. ELE.
ELE.
ELE. Everybody love everybody.
All right, upcoming programs and events. Term 3 registration is now open. Again, Ash hasn't put a list down of what Term 3 registrations
doesn't matter,
are open.
Because they're pretty much all sold out. The one we want to talk about is Girls Rule. If you are a parent of a young girl who's never played basketball, well, wants to give it a go, we have a free 3-week program. That's 3 sessions for free, held on Monday starting August 26th. So get online and register for that one. They're limited to 30 spots and they're already half full. So if you want that one, get online and register. Tell your friends. They don't want to miss out.
Fantastic. NBL preseason game coming up. United versus the Bullets. Obviously, we saw the Melbourne United rebrand.
Yep.
Hopefully, it's going to be the first time they wear their new jerseys.
I think it might be.
Might be, might not be. We'll find out. But that's happening on August 27th. Tickets are 80% sold.
Yep. We're in the final 20% of tickets now. Yeah. So, you know, and that... When we say percentage, I think it's just about 200 tickets.
Yep.
200 tickets left, so don't miss out. Get them locked in.
That's right.
Junior Cavalier tryouts, registrations for that are now open. So that's for phase 1 and phase 2. If you've never played Junior Cavaliers before and you don't currently play in the Future Cavs D-League program, you need to do phase 1 trials there on September 15th. You can register online. If you do play Future Cavs D-League, current Junior Cavalier, or play representative basketball for another club, get online and register for phase 2 tryouts. Remember, if you are coming from another club, you will need a permission to train, but you'll need to sort that out with Basketball Victoria, not through us.
Yeah, fantastic. 3-on-3 tournament time is fast approaching.
It is.
October 2nd is when the 3-on-3 tournament at Casey is, and we're looking to have, again, over 200 teams.
Yep, we already have about 40 teams registered.
Yep.
We're in August.
Yeah.
We're in August. We've already got 40 teams registered. So, you know, make sure you get online and get registrations in for that one.
That's right.
Done.
Done for the
formalities are done. Do we want a banter? Football. We're playing. You're coaching. I'm playing.
I am coaching.
If I get selected, you're going to select me?
You're the Max Gorn of the team. We have to select.
Oh, thank God. I was stressing about that one. Thank God I paid my fees.
You paid your subs, which is good.
We're playing in the qualifying final. We finished second on the ladder, so we'll take it on first in the qualifying final this weekend. It's a four-team final series?
Yes.
Yeah, it's 14 final series. So if we win this Saturday, we'll go straight through to the grand final. That's give right. the details here. Get down and support us.
Yes, give the details. We're playing Murrumbina. We're playing, well, where are we playing? Cheltenham.
We are playing in
Jack
Cheltenham.
Jack Barker Reserve.
Yeah.
Close to the heart of golf in Victoria, for those of you who are avid golf fans. Royal Melbourne's just around the corner, so we might be able to have a hit afterwards.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not raining too much. I don't like the mud.
Yeah, no.
I'm not a mud fan. The max corner of the team, just constantly getting hit. All-round nice guy.
All-round nice guy.
Hopefully, all-round nice guy can win a hit out this weekend.
Hopefully, you're 6'7". You want a bloody hope you hit out.
We played Bina a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the little car park that wouldn't sell me a coffee? They had no coffees?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's the one.
And you left early, didn't you?
I did.
That was. We wore the armbands.
We did.
It was that weekend, yeah. No, their ruckman is
the
solid.
The TSA
ruckman. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, their ruckman's good. I think he's a good quality ruckman.
Yeah.
He actually said after the game to me that it was the first time this season that he's had to play against a ruckman that was actually half decent compared to the other teams. And he is right. He's a good ruckman in Murrumbina.
Yeah. So
it's going to be a tough battle, which is really rich for him to say that, because we played them three times this season and I did play in one of those other games.
Yeah.
So for him to say it's the first time he's had to play against a decent ruckman, I've already played against him once.
I mean,
non-memorable.
Again,
it's because we beat them that day.
That's true.
We did. We beat them at home. We lost them away twice, didn't we? We played them away twice.
Yes, we played them away twice.
I didn't play one of the away games, but we lost
one of the away games. We lost by about 100.
We had no one play that week, though. We had most of the team play in the wet mud. Went down by just a couple. Goal or something, wasn't it?
12, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't much. So I think it's going to be a cracking game on the weekend. Boys are firing.
It will be.
It's exciting, I think.
They're at training now. They've finally gotten to the groove of training, which is good. Good to see.
Not me.
I don't expect you to come from Lang Lang.
Yeah, Lang Lang. It's a long way away, you know.
I've got work to do. I'm a very busy boy.
Yeah, I'll keep you busy. That's all right. Nah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. We'll keep everyone updated, you know. Yeah. You know what? If we win the grand final, we'll do another podcast.
Okay.
So we can keep everyone updated.
We'll bring the trophy and everything.
Oof, yeah. Do you get medals if you win?
Yeah, you do.
Do you get medals if you lose? No.
No.
No, they don't do that in football. Nah. I'm away.
Are you away next week?
Yeah. Remember I told you I'm going away. I've got a weekend away with the missus. And if we lose, I'm going to convince her to drive down with me back to Cheltenham.
Well, that's news
back to
me.
Jack Barker. And we'll, don't worry about it. I'll play.
Okay.
I'll play.
You heard it here first. He's playing.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Now, he's playing.
Also, while we're talking about the 24th of August, the Saturday, you might have noticed there's a big fixture change for domestic basketball here on the Saturday. There's no under-8s playing at all across that day, and everyone shifted around with late games and things like that, because CheerCon is coming here to Casey Stadium to take over the building. It happens once a year. We know it happens. And it does mean that there is no basketball being played here, which means that all of the other venues are taking the hit for that one. So, as I said, there'll be no under-8s that day.
Yep.
And yeah, all the games will be going late at the other venue. So if you're wondering why the games have all changed on the 24th, that's why. Yep. CheerCon is here. They've taken over Case Stadium that week. And while I'm thinking about it, speaking of under-8s, the round robin information is now available on the website. If you just go to the domestic tab, find the under-8 round robin. That's on second week of September.
And we think people are going to say past that whole football talk to hear about under-8s.
Apparently. Anyway, it's on there now. Maybe you can cut it back earlier. Are we done here?
I think we are.
We're done here. We'll see you in a fortnight.
See you later.